Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Put him in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is a delight to bring in Chuck Swirsky. He joins us now on the Score Hotline, which is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And Chuck will be hosting the draft night tonight from 6 to 10 with his radio partner, Bill Wennington. Chuck, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. It's a fabulous day. By the way, thank you for the entertainment. You provide the information each and every day, and it's a must listen, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah, it's really kind of you. I'm curious about your, you know, I mean, we all do our research. We all, you know, want to know everything. You obviously much more connected with the league. Are any of these rumors that are floating around, you know, KC kind of shot one down saying that the interest in Rudy Gobert may be overstated, and I don't doubt that. I mean, it is certainly possible that a lot of the noise that happens around the league is just noise, and people look at different things and say that might fit there and this might fit there. Are you hearing anything along those lines, Chuck?
Well, here's what I'm hearing every year, because you can put this on a loop. We'll have a conversation, guys, in 1 year. And I'll probably give you the same thing. There is a lot of noise, as you mentioned, Mully. And, you know, whether it's agents, whether it's teams floating out information, whether it's guys in the inner circle of a player, who knows? And that's what the excitement is on draft night. So I think, you know, as somebody who covers the league and deeply involved in the league for decades, this is nothing new. So we'll see what happens when the Bulls get to 18. There are some good players. I mean, you know, people who think, well, the draft is a four-player draft, a six-player draft, a 10-player draft. Every year, there are a couple of players, and you look back two, 3 years later down the road and say, wait a minute, how did that guy drop? And that's the beauty of having a great scouting staff, and especially in what the Bulls have focused on with AK and Mark, is a developmental squad in terms of a great staff working with these players.
Chuck, as close as you are to this team and knowing the people involved, you know they could go two different directions tonight. If they trade the pick, and whether it's for Rudy Gobert or another veteran who could help them win now, then that is the direction that they would expect to, you know, it's going to happen, and it stamps them as a legit Eastern Conference contender. Or if they keep the pick and they get a rotational guy, they're embracing continuity. Based on the people that are involved, what direction do you think they're leaning toward, if you had to take a guess?
Well, if I had to guess, and this is just my guess, I would think that, you know, Arturis and Mark want to see what this core can do healthy. I mean, you know, because when they were healthy, they were a really good basketball team. They played the right way. They played together. They showed efficiency. You know, the loss, and I know people say, well, injuries happen to every team, and that is true. That I get it. But the loss of Lonzo Ball, and then with Caruso going down, devastating. And then you had, you know, Zach banged up, and I want to see this team healthy. Now, if they can package the 18th pick and a player to get a veteran player, a rotational guy, as you mentioned, they'll probably look at that. I mean, when you're talking about a major trade, you're talking about, probably draft capital. And as we know, and I get it, and AK and Mark were very aggressive last offseason. You get DeRozan, of course, and you get Caruso, and you make the trade for Vooch 2 years ago. And so I like those pieces. I really do. So I think when you look at this draft, guys, let me tell you what, there are going to be a lot of trades. And if they don't happen tonight, it's going to happen in July, because I think there are a lot of teams who are getting impatient. And whether it's ownership becoming impatient, whether it's GMs wanting to change things up, but I think Atlanta, Minnesota, the Spurs, Indiana, Utah, as you mentioned, with Gobert maybe, or Donovan Mitchell, Toronto, all these teams are very active, and they will be active. Since we're on the subject of the draft, and I don't make the first pick, but if I did, I'd take Banchero as my number one overall pick. I love the kid. I love everything about him, and the fact he's from my hometown in Seattle doesn't hurt. But I love the guy. I think he's going to be a fabulous pro. I love Smith. And the kid that I really, really like that teams are salivating over is Ivy, Jaden Ivy.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about that too. So I guess as we look at where the Bulls are at in the draft, it's the 18th pick, and there's always players that fall for whatever reason. We've discussed this idea just listening to the names being thrown out by other people. Does age matter? In other words, if you
no.
were – okay, so that – I mean, I'm just saying, like, what's the guy's name? Jalen Duran, kid from Memphis. He's 18. He turns 19 in November. I mean,
well, if he drops, I mean, you got to look at him hard.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be there, but I really like him. Now, is age a factor? Okay, there are two sides to this coin. Is age a factor? Is a 21-year-old, you would think, more mature than an 18-year-old with more college games under his belt? Absolutely. I get all that. If you think the 18-year-old has a higher upside and you can kind of spoon-feed this player for a couple years, so by the time he's in his second year, midway second year, third year, that he's going to be a legit, you know, either starter or a high rotation player, you got to look at that. But I think these kids who stay in school 3 or 4 years, I think it's unfair that people say, well, the guy's hit his ceiling, he's 21 years old, he's 22. I mean, look what the Bulls do with Taj Gibson. Oh, by the way, is Taj still in the NBA? Yes. What'd the Bulls draft him at? 23, 24 years old?
Yeah, he was a veteran coming in as a rookie, essentially.
Yes,
so
he was.
That's a good example, Chuck. That's a good memory. But by the same token, speaking of age, Patrick Williams, I think, isn't even 21 yet. He can't even go out and buy an adult beverage after the game. He's still young, but he's entering his third NBA season. He's still kind of on the way up. There's so much unfulfilled potential there. How does he factor into whatever decision is made tonight in your mind because of what we have seen from him, and I guess maybe what we haven't seen from him, which is an aggressive offensive mindset, which you see a lot of physical ability and potential, but he has yet to realize some of that.
Yeah, well, again, you know, it's interesting you should mention Patrick Williams because he went 4. When I was in Toronto, the Bulls drafted Chris Bosh, or rather the Raptors drafted Chris Bosh, one pick ahead of Dwayne Wade. And Bosh was 18, 19 years old, and he couldn't go into establishments, bars. And so I ended up, along with the massage therapist, we went out to dinner his rookie year and his second year in the league a lot because he was just a kid. So in this case with Patrick Williams, I think that, you know, there's still growth there. We know that. The key is, you know, the player spending time on the floor. He's got to stay healthy first and foremost. There's no doubt his work ethic is strong. They work with him. He's a terrific person, and he wants to win, and he wants to get better. And his attitude is outstanding. So I don't unless they're blown away, I mean, but I think he's still a very much of a core piece here.
Yeah, I'm curious if you would think the Bulls would be more likely to get a more mature player because they seem to be in win-now mode. And when you look at guys at 18, it's hard to figure out who's going to be able to contribute immediately. Now, nobody would have thought that Io, coming in the second round last year, would have been able to have the season he had. And a lot of that was because there was availability and there was a possibility, and he worked his rear end off. But I just wonder, are the Bulls in win-now mode, and does that change the way they approach a draft?
No, not for the draft. You know what? I think this. And Jim Finks, who was one of the most outstanding executives this city has ever seen, who really built the 85 Bears in all candor with the drafts he had prior to leaving the Bears for the Cubs. But Jim Finks would always go for the best player available. And when we say that, I'm talking about this, because he had a penchant for drafting offensive linemen. He loved offensive linemen and also defensive linemen, as you know, Mullion Hall. So my take is this. When let's say the Bulls keep the 18th pick, and there's a kid that is, you know, flagged on their board that if he's there, they're taking him, period. Okay, well, you got to take the best player available. Now, if you're in a group, and a lot of teams do this, where the grading is so close, then you say to yourself, you know what, we really need a wing. We need a 3-and-D guy. We got to get a shooter. We got to get a defensive wing. We got to go for this. But if your board has a guy that has dropped for whatever reason, but if that player is there and your scouting staff and your front office has circled that name saying, hey, if he's there, we're grabbing him, you got to go for him, regardless of position and age.
I'm with you, Chuck. So, okay, let's say they keep the pick, and they're on the clock, and it's 18, and they say the Bulls draft E.J. Liddell from Ohio State. I like that pick if they keep it. I like what he has to offer. He is one of those positionless guys. He's got some local connections, too, obviously, being a former Mr. Basketball in Illinois, but his mother, Michelle, was a volleyball player, I think, at Thornwood High School and at Illinois State. He's got some connections here. He'd be likable. Do you think Liddell would fit, or if not him, who might you be leaning toward at that 18 spot?
Well, I mean, you're going to have a cluster of players in that range. And so, David, I mean, whether it's Liddell, whether it's Branham, another Ohio State kid that I really like, big guard, 6'5", Jalen Williams out of Santa Clara, you're a huge wingspan, 7'2". I don't know if he's going to be there, but he could. You know, the guy that is really, when I watched a lot of tape, and as you know, I'm a junkie, I love this day so much, and I love free agency, and I love the drama that the NBA brings every year. But when I was looking at Bencaro and Holmgren and Smith, and then I fell in love with Ivy, and I've seen Keegan Murray play for the Hawkeyes and whatnot, I started looking at Duke a lot. And Mark Williams, the 7-footer, I really, really like. And I'm hoping he's there, because I think that's a big that the Bulls can start saying to themselves, okay, we're gonna bring him along. He's gonna be probably a rotation guy, you know, maybe not a ton of minutes, but enough, you know, to give him a taste of what the NBA life is all about on the floor. But we'll see. I mean, you know, this thing, once you get past probably late lottery, then all these names are going to be floated around. But this still, I like this draft. And for people to say, well, it's a four-player draft, I disagree.
I read that he has a 9'8" standing reach. I mean,
Mark Williams.
That unbelievable? If he got on his tippy toes, can he dunk? It's insane to think about that. Chuck, I'm curious. You know, we heard E.J. Liddell yesterday talking to Spiegel and Parkins, and Parkins and Spiegel. Want to name the show correctly. They'll get mad at me. But it was interesting because he said that he visited with the Bulls. He didn't meet or talk to Billy Donovan. And so we had a discussion earlier. Well, what is Billy's role? And I'm sure Billy, you know, you talk about a basketball junkie. I mean, that's a guy that is a lifer, that is a gym rat of a coach. He was a gym rat as a player. He's just a guy that loves the game and knows everything about it. I'm sure he has a say or a voice in his opinion in some of this stuff. Is that unusual that a coach wouldn't meet with a guy? Do we read anything into that?
No, I don't think you read into anything. I think, you know, the AK and Mark J.J. Polk and the entire staff. You know, I mean, they've talked to these guys. They have followed them from day one. Billy Donovan, during the course of this season, is so locked in on the NBA and his job. I mean, this is a grind. And, you know, he's been in these meetings, and he has great communication with the front office. So I wouldn't go there. I just think, you know, it's a case where maybe he hasn't spoken to him face-to-face. Maybe he's talked to him by phone. Maybe he's just in the loop on some things that are going on. So I think that that's probably par for the course for every team in the league. I mean, these front offices and coaching staffs during the season are so focused on the games, the NBA games. And obviously AK and Mark have seen a ton of college players, seen a ton of tape. They've worked out these guys. And, you know, you trust your staff. And, you know, I mean, to me, that's a non-factor.
Great stuff, Chuck. We got to remind everyone, tune in tonight. Chuck and Bill Wennington will host the Scores NBA Draft Special. It starts at 6. They're going to break down the draft from a Bulls perspective until 10 p.m. Gabe Ramirez is going to be on then from 10 to midnight reacting and getting your reaction to tonight's NBA draft. And it's all here on your home for Chicago Bulls basketball, 6-7 of the Score, and, of course, the Odyssey app. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you. Good morning, and thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Yeah, great stuff. Always good to talk to Chuck Swirsky. And my takeaway from talking to him there, I think I want the Bulls to just take a guy named Williams.
Put him in the Hall. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
Put him in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.